Good morning. My name is Carol Litch. I'm the president of Lancaster Seminary, and I'm here to give you a warm welcome on behalf of the seminary, especially to those of you who might be guests here today. And in addition to that, I want to greet trustees and alumni, alumni, seminary students, faculty, and members of the staff and administration. Thank you for being with us today. Before I turn this over to the person who will introduce our speaker, I want to just say a few words about the context for this lectureship and about Paul and Catherine Gregory, who are the ones who have brought us here today. One of the wonderful surprises for me as I became the president of the seminary was to learn about the long association of the seminary with the mission work of the German Reformed Church in northern Japan. A Lancaster Seminary graduate named William Hoy co-founded a school in Sendai, Japan in 1886, and it is now a university of over 18,000 students. And last year, I had the privilege of welcoming the chairman of the board of Sendai University, who came here to Lancaster because he views Lancaster Seminary as the spiritual founder of that university. We also, you may have noticed, have Mount Fuji inscribed in one of the stained glass windows of our seminary, and also in one of the stained glass windows in the refectory where we have lunch. Another one of our graduates is William E. Lampe, who was sent to Sendai, Japan in 1900 as a missionary of the German Reformed Church. And his grandson, Dr. William T. Lampe Jr., is with us today with his wife, Marge. And the missionary, William Lampe, was tutored in the Japanese language so that he could go about the countryside and tell people about Christ. The family has a samurai sword that was passed down from the grandfather as a symbol of the conversion of one of the people that Reverend Lampe ministered to. This is very special because samurai swords are never given outside the family. They're passed down from one generation to the next, and it's a symbol of the complete conversion of his identity as a Christian. Well, Paul Gregory is also a distinguished alumnus of Lancaster Seminary, and Paul and his wife, Catherine, went to Japan shortly after World War II. It was a time of tremendous suffering and poverty and starvation in Japan, a country that was defeated by the United States and other allies in World War II. And they served in northern Japan for quite a number of years, the same region where Sendai University is located, and they have many wonderful stories to tell about, Kit does, about their time there that I had the privilege of hearing. This lectureship is the Paul and Catherine Gregory Lectureship. It focuses on international missions and was established in 1985 by the First Congregational Church of Montclair, New Jersey, to honor their ministry, their global ministry, and also their membership in the church in Montclair for many years. The inaugural lecture for this lectureship was given by Dr. Gregory himself in 1987 here in Santee Chapel. Dr. Gregory passed away last February, and Kit is here with us today, and we're so delighted that she is. Before Paul's passing, Paul and Kit together were very well-known people on this campus. They took a great interest in the seminary. They attended public lectures like this. They got to know many students, and their daughter, Kim Black, their granddaughter, Kim Black, is a graduate of Lancaster Seminary, serving now in New Orleans. So let's give Kit Gregory a round of applause to say welcome. I don't want to take any more time away from our speaker. Is Chuck Yurigan here? Okay. Chuck was designated to introduce our speaker, and I guess there was some mix-up about this, but we noticed that he hadn't arrived, and I told Jeffrey that I didn't have all the full background to introduce him myself with all of his distinguished backgrounds, but I would not allow his mother to do the introduction. We are delighted to have Barbara Dunn Menzendieck here as well, who is so well known in this community, who grew up in the house where I'm now living, and her father was the dean. So we are delighted to have Barbara as well. Let me then turn it over to Jeffrey, and I'll mention that Dean Malott will provide a microphone afterwards, and we'll rove around and take your questions and comments to Jeffrey Menzendieck. Thank you very much for being here and for introducing yourself.